T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Former Ohio State Buckeye. He's an Olympian. He's a Super Bowl, multiple-time Super Bowl champion. A great story. Nate Ebner with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nate, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nate, could you have imagined, you know, your life is just a wild story, a lot of positives. Obviously, the very sad negative in the story about your dad is, you know, the story, your whole life is an incredible journey. Do you sometimes wake up and say, and you can't believe kind of what you've been through, what you've accomplished?
In a way, but I mean, it's also something that I've kind of fought for every day waking up too. You know, those are dreams and goals that I've set for myself, and I've worked it every day for them, and set new goals and strive to reach those. And that's kind of been my process through the whole thing. And I've been very fortunate. I've been very lucky through some of it to, you know, stay healthy and, to be able to, for instance, play at the level that I've played at for so long. But, for the most part, I mean, in a way, it's kind of the goals that I've set for myself. So,
Nate, I know you didn't play football really until you got to Ohio State. When did you start playing rugby?
I mean, I grew up playing rugby when I was, you know, ball in my hands, probably 6 years old. My mom had me in a cradle, you know, at the rugby field when I was just a baby. So it was something that's always kind of been a part of my life, something I've always been around, and obviously got really into as I got older and about 16 when I joined the junior national team. So, yeah, obviously when I was doing that stuff, I didn't play football throughout high school. So
yeah, it's a sport that is not, you know, obviously as big in this country, but there's a lot of schools that have club teams. It's not an NCAA sport. Do you think it might be someday?
I think there's a good chance of that, especially with I'm not sure what it's, I think Title IX. I'm not sure which one it is, but it, you know, it's a very strong women's sport as well. So in terms of you know, there being male and female or men and women sports that have to follow that protocol or whatever, then I think it has a good chance just because it has a strong women following as well. So who knows? I mean, ultimately, I think the goal is really to establish a strong league for young kids to aspire to play professionally in this country. I think that's a big turning point. Why I ended up walking on at Ohio State is because I didn't have that future career in the United States being a professional rugby player. I looked in a different direction because that would have meant I would have had to go play pro rugby in France or England or somewhere else that I didn't want to leave. So that has kind of started for us, which has been amazing in the rugby community.
You know, I was going to ask you that. You mentioned going to other countries to play rugby. How come that was just not an option for you at all?
Well, there was no pro league here at the time. I talk a lot about that in the book. You know,
yeah.
I had played in 3 Junior World Cups. I was just finishing my starting my sophomore year of college at Ohio State. You know, I still had a couple more years of college. I really didn't, you know, couldn't play on the national team, and there weren't too many tournaments to play in anyway at that time. So for me to play rugby, I pretty much had to just play club rugby at Ohio State, which, as you can imagine, the competition level wasn't that of a World Cup playing against, you know, mainly professional players on other teams, right? So
right.
that's what caused me to look in another direction. And now we've got what's called the MLR, Major League Rugby. It's been around us in its third season. It's been extremely successful, and I can speak to that just because as a player growing up in this country, I've experienced what they've tried to, you know, have stick in professional leagues. But ultimately, I'd like to talk about in the book just kind of how a 19-year-old kid who's put in the same position I was put in, you know, 15 or so years ago, maybe they make a different decision, or it's a tougher decision, at least, to maybe not so easily walk onto the football team at Ohio State. But they have a good future in rugby, and they have a future playing professionally in this country. So maybe that is something they decide to stick with. So
it's called Finish Strong, A Father's Code and A Son's Path. Nate, it's amazing all you've accomplished in your young career. Now you're an author. What inspired you to write the book, and how did that all come about?
Man, I know people have kind of always told me I had a cool story, so it was like something that, you know, I thought about what it would be like to share that, but and it's not something I ever really took seriously until, you know, the off season after 2016, going to the Olympics, having an All-Pro season, and then winning the Super Bowl, and you know,
not a bad year, not a bad year for you, buddy.
No, it was a good year. 2016 wasn't too bad. And Irvin came up to me and was just kind of like, "Nate, you know, you need to tell your story," because he knew about my whole life too. So, you know, I took that thought a little more seriously. The following football season, I tore my ACL. You know, halfway through or so, and I said, you know, I got a lot of extra time on my hands. Let me call Irvin and see what that book thing was about. And that was really it. That's what got me started. He was really the motivation behind it. And, you know, once he got me started, I just went from there. And here we are with the book. It's pretty cool, man.
We're talking with Olympian. We're talking with Super Bowl champion, Ohio State Buckeye, and now author of the book, as Dustin just mentioned, Finish Strong, A Father's Code and A Son's Path. I'm sure in everything you do, every time you're on the field, whatever sport it may be, you got to be thinking about your dad all the time, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's had a big role in my inspirations from when he was alive, pushing me to, you know, me first walking on at Ohio State just months after he had passed. And even in losing him, it was his words in a way that got me through losing him, if that makes sense. It was his strength, you know, and honestly, that positive influence and positive chatter towards me as we would work out, and that was one of his things, was to say, finish strong. That's what the book's kind of about. You know, his words in a way became my own voice, and through that, yeah, he's kind of been with me on this entire ride, no doubt, in every situation that seems to get difficult.
When you walked on at Ohio State, did you ever think you'd play professional football and win three freaking Super Bowl rings?
I don't know about the Super Bowl rings, you know, but last conversation I had with my dad was the night before, you know, he was killed the next day. And in that conversation, I told him how I wanted to walk on the football team. But I told him I wanted to walk onto the football team because I had the goal to make it to the NFL. And that wasn't something I really spoke about openly, but I did obviously tell him that's where my mind was at. You know, I didn't want to walk onto the football team at Ohio State to just say I played football at Ohio State. You know, I left behind a very good career as a youth rugby player in this country, one of the better, you know, young players in the country. I left that behind to just go play football at Ohio State. You know, on top of it was to try to make a career out of it, right? But it wasn't something I really spoke about. I had a long way to go, and I didn't want to get ahead of myself. But ultimately, that was my goal, and I kept my head down, and I got there. But to play as long as I played, to have won Super Bowls and been a part of what some might call the greatest dynasty in all sports, and really done my part in that, you know, I'd never would have thought that, but I'm not surprised either, because it's just a one day at a time type of grind, and who knows where you end up when you stick to it like that.
they'd have to playing all the years, all those years for the Patriots and switching teams, going to the Giants last year. What was that change like for you?
Definitely different because it was a different team, but it was really a different year. I mean, COVID really made things different, and I think that having stayed in New England, it would have felt very different as well, and Tom not being there, so that would have been super different. I heard Tom was so I left. But, Joe Judge has been a part of my entire career. I mean, when I was a rookie, that was his first year in the NFL coaching, and we've kind of been together the whole time, so that was the familiar face and someone that not only could I lean on, but, you know, help as well. And, like I said, the whole year was really different. It'll be interesting to see what this year's like relative to that. But at the end of the day, you know, even my 8 years in New England, you know, every team's different. That door, that front door is a revolving door. And there's people that come in there for workouts and, you know, are there for camp or for a couple games of the season and or maybe 1 year and maybe 2 years. And I just, you know, they're in and then they're out. And every year is a new year and it's a new team. And with that, I was very familiar with trying to create a new face to each team each year. And in a way, that was very similar, even though it was an actually different team for me, to going to New York. So,
you played for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. You played for Bill Belichick in the pros. When you got to the pros, I mean, obviously you know about the Patriots, you know about the dynasty. How much pressure was there to perform and to not let Bill Belichick down after he drafts you?
Well, Dustin, first of all, I'm a trestle guy. So Urban.
What, right?
Urban, I did not play with Urban. But Urban, I've just missed.
My bad.
No, my bad. You're good. That's our commonality. But, I hear you, man. There was a lot of pressure, and honestly, I talk a lot about that in the book. That first year for me was probably the most stressful year of my life. I wanted it so bad. I wanted to be successful so bad. I wanted that dream to come true so bad. You know, in a way, it's like that kid that just loves his puppy so much, he's squeezing it to death because he's just hugging it so hard. That's how I relate it. My goal was to make it to the league, and here I was. I was there. I just wanted it to stick for a little bit, and I needed to, like, let that go a little bit. And like you said, there was a lot of pressure to make Bill happy. That's an impossible task. You can never make him happy. in a good way, though, you know. You just try to do as best as you can, improve every day, and become somebody that is reliable and somebody that is consistent with what they do, that the team can depend on. And when you do that, you got a chance, especially in New England, to be consistent, that somebody that Bill can say, hey, this guy's going to do his job. I can count on that, you know. So that's right. What I tried to build towards. And once I got, you know, that rookie year under my belt, I think things eased up a little bit for me from a stress standpoint. But, yeah, that was definitely a tough year for me.
We're talking with Nate Ebner, the book Finish Strong, A Father's Code and A Son's Path. You talk about the Patriots. You know, a lot of people, they bring up the Patriot way, and they talk about the culture that New England has. And obviously Tom Brady was a big part of that with Bill Belichick. What is it like inside the building?
You know, I think Bill does one of the best jobs the best job I've ever seen of building a culture and making it very clear as like a player where you stand within that building. And, you know, when Bill Belichick goes hard on Tom Brady because he makes a mistake and, you know, gets on Tom in front of the entire team in a team meeting, just as hard on Tom as he would maybe an undrafted rookie free agent, I think that's a very clear precedence that it doesn't matter who you are. It's really about what you do and your work ethic every day and building that consistency that, hey, the team can trust you. And even with that, a guy like Tom Brady, who's the greatest of all time, you know, no doubt, but that's my opinion. And, you know, Tom walks that walk every day, came in and works extremely hard. It wasn't like one day he did and one day, you know, he just decided I'm not going to do anything. I mean, the guy was extremely consistent. He was there early. He worked hard every day. And when you see a guy like that working hard, it's easy to fall in and say, okay, I need to match that work ethic. He's the greatest of all time. So if I can just work like he does on whatever I'm doing, then, you know, that I'll put myself in the right path. But, you know, when Bill sets the tone like that, and then you got a leader like Tom Brady who walks that walk as well, you know, everybody falls in place pretty quickly. And then you get guys like myself who played for 8 years and kind of become leaders in their own right in what we do. And we just work extremely hard for all that time that we're there. And then the young players kind of see us in that same light as well. And it really builds on itself. But it starts with Bill and his unbiasedness towards everyone and treating everyone equally. Obviously, as his favorites over the times, his Hall of Famers and whatnot. But when you're in that building and you're an active player, there's just this clear equalness across the board. And it's really great when you can consider the entire team as one thing, as one being.
Nate, obviously, I'm not going to ask you to name any names, but were there guys that came into New England as free agents or even trades or even free or even draft picks during your time there, and you knew like right away, like this guy's not going to make it here? Maybe not because of talent, just because he wasn't going to fit the
country. No, yeah, and it was never talent. It was never a talent issue. It was always like, you know, in life, you can only fake it for so long. And in certain places, you know, it's harder or easier to fake it. That's a hard place to fake it at. If you're not really about working hard, if you're not really about the team first and you're a selfish person, it's going to be hard to put that face on every day for however long you got to do it. And the ones that have long tenures at a place like that, that shows what they're really all about. They're a hardworking dude that is selfless. And I mean, those are the first two things I'd say about Tom Brady, knowing him as long as I have.
Right.
And the other guys, Matthew Slater's, you know, 8-time Pro Bowler, however many he's got, same thing. I mean, absolutely one of the hardest workers I know and the most selfless person I've ever met. And like I said, you just can't fake it in a place like that very long. It's too hard. If that's not what is in your DNA, you just aren't going to last. And you see guys come in real quick, and it's just like, man, that's just not who you are, and it's going to be tough for you to ride this one out. So, yeah, absolutely, that's definitely a thing.
The book is Finish Strong, A Father's Code and a Son's Path, available from Penguin Press already. It came out May 11th, right?
That's right.
All right, everybody check it out.
Father's Day.
What was that, Nate?
I said, get it for Father's Day.
It's perfect.
It's a great idea. Perfect.
That's
gift.
Right. Great gift for perfect Father's gift. Day. Nate, we appreciate it, man. Best of luck with the book and everything else you do. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Hope you're
thanks,
well.
Nate. Thanks, see you, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.